From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Or toll free at 855-395-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And welcome into our final hour of our four-hour block of outdoor programming heard each and every Saturday morning. I do want to remind you we have a Berkeley Gulp 2014 Best of Louisiana Outdoors opinion survey kicking off this morning. Pick up a copy of Coastal Angler magazine or go to bestoflaoutdoors.com. It's a two-part program. We're asking you, the audience, to nominate your favorites in 2014 for the best in Louisiana's outdoors. Here's the categories: gear and tackle, boating, local, apparel, and music. The nominations will be open till February 21st. Then from the 21st till March 2nd, that's when the actual voting will take place. Winners will be announced in the April edition as well as online, and there is a guided fishing trip with Captain Mike Wittich down in Delacroix, three-night stay at the Lighthouse Lodge in Villas, also a rod and reel combo and K2 cooler from Gus Tackle and Nets, all of that going to random drawings for people who participate in this. Help us select the best of Louisiana outdoors. It's in conjunction with Berkeley Gulp, Coastal Angler Magazine, and the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. This hour of More Outdoors is called Talking Guns. It's co-hosted with Mike Meyer of Jefferson Gun Outlet and also the Shooters Club. Mike is returning from the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show, also known as the SHOT Show out in Las Vegas. And this is going to be a SHOT Show edition of that. Mike's going to talk about some of the new things that are coming down the pike that he got a little bit of a sneak preview on. Mike, how was the trip in Vegas? Was it as cold as it was here?
No, it was actually a little bit nicer. They had about 70-degree days and about maybe 45 nights. And I was kind of wishing I was back there last week.
Yeah, I can imagine. So as far as the SHOT Show, explain to the listeners what that is. It's a SHOT, Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show. This is not just a gun show on steroids, is it?
No, and a lot of people think it's a huge gun show where you can go there and see all kinds of neat guns, where you can buy them and take them home. But unfortunately, it's not like that. It is a trade show, and it's an industry-only trade show. Now, the SHOT Show is spread across 635,000 square feet at the Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, and the show is made up of 1,600 exhibitors, which is quite a few. So it's a lot of walking, running around from meeting to meeting, finding different vendors, and the map is sort of like a treasure map, trying to find different things. But it's this year it was the largest ever in the 30 years of the show's existence, and there were 65,000 attendees walking the show floor between January 14th and 17th, which is up 19%. From 2013.
Now, well, I think that is a testimony to the strength of the gun industry, those kind of numbers.
Absolutely. And the economic impact to Las Vegas for having this show for the 4 days of show is estimated to be $73 million, which is quite a little chunk of change there. Now, the SHOT Show is owned by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is a trade association for the $6 billion firearms industry. And the current firearm industry supports more than 245,000 jobs nationwide. So the whole industry in itself is rather large. And the SHOT Show is just a representation of our large firearms industry.
I've been to it a few times, and I got to tell you, Michael, I was like a kid in a candy store, just going out and looking at all the new things and getting to talk to people in the industry. experts, and also, you know, they have different booths and exhibits dealing with Second Amendment rights, anything to do at all with firearms industry you can find at the SHOT Show. We have a little bit, I'm not going to say a little bit, we've got a lot of negative history here in the city of New Orleans with regard to the SHOT Show, because we were included in the rotation there for a while, but you might want to explain what happened during the Mark Morial administration to the SHOT Show and this area in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, in the past, the SHOT Show was here in New Orleans, using our convention center in our city, and depositing some of that money that I just talked about for the economic impact. Now, it's $73 million today, but back then it was closer to $35 to $50 million, which is still a nice little chunk of change. But the first SHOT Show here in New Orleans was in 1981, which was quite a long time ago. I was a little kid back then. They had another one in 1987, another one in 1992, and they put the SHOT Show on schedule in New Orleans for many years in the future at that point, because they do enjoy our city. But the last one here was in 2001, when Mark Morial did get together with Mayor Daley from New York City and sue the gun industry for making guns that are inherently dangerous and actually kill people, which is not true. It's criminals behind the hands of a gun. But they did sue the gun industry, and the NSSF really wasn't too happy about that. And since it did come from our city, the main idea of doing that, they decided to pull out the SHOT Show and not have it here in New Orleans ever again. So that was eliminated, and they expect the opportunity loss at that time to be $50 million for every SHOT Show that was not here. And we had one scheduled here at least once every 10 years, and they expected to have probably about three or four within a 10-year period, because they set the SHOT Shows out two or three years ahead.
Well, Mark Morial has moved on. We got another mayor, subsequent mayor, that's on trial, probably headed for jail. Was there any indication or any talk at the show of the possibility of it ever coming back here to New Orleans? Because I recall everyone I spoke to loved it being here, because everything was so close to the hotel rooms. They enjoyed the food, the history of the city. I think there's kind of a longing to come back here, but I just don't know if it'll ever happen. Was there any discussion at all?
There is a discussion about moving the SHOT Show around again, but the NSSF is really concerned about other cities and how their individual governments feel about certain gun topics, and they feel rather comfortable in Las Vegas. Las Vegas has made the gun industry feel very safe there. They're very welcoming, and they're happy to have them there. And I think at the moment, the current administration in the NSSF has decided to keep that show in Las Vegas for the next 10 years or so. Now, they don't go that far out with shows. The show schedule is set out about 3 to 4 years in advance, and all of those shows are in Las Vegas, and they expect most of the other ones beyond that point to be in Las Vegas as well.
Wow, what a missed opportunity for the city of New Orleans. Well, Mike, if you would, there's also another company that kind of stepped in their own mess there too, and that was Reed Exhibitions. You might want to explain that whole situation.
Yeah, this was a story behind the scenes, sort of. We go to different meetings and different vendor booths there. And the NSSF also has a presentation there as well. And in that presentation, they were explaining the switch out of the management company. Normally, when exhibitors register for the SHOT Show, they register through the Reed Corporation. And when we, as attendees, go there, everything that we see that involves the SHOT Show has the Reed name on it. It's Reed Exhibitions, and they're the management company that the NSSF uses to manage their SHOT Show, their huge SHOT Show. And it's a $1 million contract. They The Reed Corporation, they supply all the food, all the coffee. So if you buy coffee, it'll have Reed exhibitions all over it. Your badge has Reed exhibitions. And if you have a problem with anything, they take care of anything. But the NSSF found out through through an outdoor show that in 2013, Reed exhibitions limited what type of guns a certain outdoor show could bring to the show, since they were managing the show. So when they found out about this limitation, they decided to flex their muscle, and they made a quick call to Reed Exhibitions and said, you know, we decided that we're not going to need your services this year, and canceled their contract immediately at that point. And then picked up Convex Management Company, which is based in Las Vegas. Remember, they feel more comfortable with the Las Vegas industry. And they picked them up, and I have to tell you that Convex has done a much better job over there managing that entire SHOT Show. The food was better. The coffee was better. The cups were nicer. Just, you know, the little service stations where you you know, get water if you're tired, and sit down if you need a little rest. All that was much nicer. So I think they made a very good move on there. But that Reed Corporation, since they lost this contract, they've been in turmoil in their own little company, and they've lost a few other contracts, smaller contracts. But it's rumored that Reed Corporation may file bankruptcy by the end of the year, just because of this loss of the largest contract that they had.
I wonder, Mike, if the executive that made that decision for Reed, what fast food chain is he working at now?
Yeah, well, if he's working at all.
You're right. Mike, we're going to take a break here when we come back. I know you got a special guest going to be joining us to talk about some of the things that you guys saw at the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show. It's always been known for introducing new cutting-edge products and services. We'll be right back. You listen to Talking Guns. I'm Don Dubuque. He's Michael Meyer with Jefferson Gun Outlet. We'll be right back.
It ain't a place to take your mother. Talking about the Boat Ramp Horror Show.
I need me a beer.
Hey, what's percolating today?
Nancy's Seafood Shack in Houma. With fresh oysters on the half shell, frog legs, boiled crabs and shrimp, crab meat salad, and seafood dinners, it's worth a trip to Houma. And today you can get a $20 certificate for only $10 at getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
Entercom New Orleans is currently accepting applications for all of our local radio stations. We also invite college students to apply for internships at our stations. If you're interested in a career in radio or an internship, please visit entercom.com/careers or call 504-593-6376. Entercom New Orleans is dedicated to providing a broad outreach regarding job vacancies at our stations. Organizations that wish to receive our job postings are invited to contact us at 593-6376. Entercom New Orleans is an equal opportunity employer.
This small-frame stainless steel double-action revolver features a cushioned rubber grip with walnut inserts, a fully adjustable rear sight, a fiber-optic square post front sight, and a full-shroud 4-inch barrel, making it the perfect kit gun to take with you hiking, hunting, or on the trail. The Ruger SP-101 Revolver, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
This is the godfatherly voice of Tom Fitzmaurice. My parents bought me my first roast beef poor boy when I was a kid. Turned my world around, it did. It's a nice coincidence that Parents Poor Boys fills that need for me now. Finding an old-style roast beef isn't easy. Parents remains faithful to the classic flavor, cooking everything in-house. All kinds of poor boys, including fresh fried-to-order seafood. Platters from red beans to Italian. A big plate for a little price. Paran's Poor Boys, 3939 Veterans, just past Cleary. Paran's.
Visit RaiderPride.com to find out about the latest events. Register for access to the Rummel Alumni Association, Inc. directory, and to keep up with and contact your former classmates, it's RaiderPride.com. For all the information you need about the Rummel Alumni Association events and meetings, go to RaiderPride.com.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, cornflour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
When I'm in Metairie, whether I'm looking for a convenient, easy-to-find spot to meet with clients for a quick, tasty lunch, or looking for a complete gourmet-style dinner, or just an early morning or late evening cup of unique blended coffee, my favorite place is Cafe Fresco on West Metairie at Clearview Parkway. There's always a wonderful selection of homemade soups, salads, sandwiches, and daily specials like their famous eggplant fresco. Or on weekends, try the seafood specials, always fresh, hot, and spiced just right. Visit Cafe Fresco, West Metairie at Clearview, and there's a good chance you'll see me, my clients, friends, and fishing buddies anytime, any day. Cafe Fresco, West Metairie Avenue at Clearview Parkway.
You're listening to Talkin' Guns, brought to you by Jefferson Shooting Center and Range. Now, here's your host, Michael Meyer and Don Dubuque.
And welcome back in. I know you got a special guest you want to introduce and talk about some of the new products that you saw at the SHOT Show on this SHOT Show edition, Michael. But before you get to that, I just got to ask you, did you get a chance to test fire the Tracking Point 300T?
I did not. Unfortunately, my trip there started on Tuesday of the show week, and they had the range day on Monday, so I missed out on that, and I'm really disappointed.
Well, I can't imagine taking down a deer with a smart scope that will correct my errors in calculations at about 1,000 yards. Although, for 25,000, yeah, maybe you can.
Right, and the only way that that people like myself can play with stuff like that is at a demonstration. So I'll never have that in my collection.
I don't think I will either. If you would, why don't you introduce our special guest? He's joining us by way of our live line, Michael.
Yeah. Today's guest is Jason Klostner from Lipsy's in Baton Rouge. Now, Lipsy's is a family-owned wholesale firearms distributor based in Baton Rouge. And since 1953, Lipsy's has been one of the nation's leading distributors, serving firearms dealers in all 50 states. Lipsy's distributes over 60 firearm brands and currently has over 70 different exclusive firearms available only from Lipsy's. Jason is the product development manager at Lipsy's, in charge of dreaming up and developing all the exclusive firearms that have set Lipsy's apart from competing distributors. We invited Jason on the show today so he can give us a firsthand review of Lipsy's new exclusive models that were unveiled at SHOT Show 2 weeks ago. And I had a chance to look at most of these at their booth at the SHOT Show, and they have some really nice exclusive models. Jason, welcome to the Talking Gun Show with Don Dubuque and myself, Michael Meyer. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, Mike. Don, good morning to you.
Hey, morning, Jason. Does the name Steinbergs mean anything to you?
It does. You know, Steinbergs was Mr. Lipsy's retail store that started back in 1943 and went till 1989, and then he fully switched over to the wholesale business. But, yeah, it was kind of the Cabela's before Cabela's.
Yeah, it was indeed. It was indeed. Good memories.
Okay, Jason, well, did you make it through the snowageddon from last week?
We did. Yeah, it slowed us down a little bit, but we got back up and shipped out a bunch of guns yesterday, so it was good.
All right. Well, I saw all of your new exclusive gun models at SHOT Show a couple of weeks ago and found myself drooling over the new HK45 in the full flat dark earth color. And why don't we start with this model so I can take a few personal notes as I prepare to add one of these to my personal collection. Now, I'm only telling you this because I know my wife is still sleeping, so don't tell her.
Yeah, that was a good one. That last year at our wholesaler show, HK unveiled some of the colored frames on their HK45 pistols. And while we were looking at them, we said, you know, this would really look a lot better if the slide matched the frame. So we worked with those guys, and they got with Cerakote and actually came up with a matching color. So the slides are actually Cerakoted by HK, and so the frame and the slides match, and it's a full flat dark earth. And it really, you know, for HK to do something like that, it takes a lot of work because they have such a high quality control process, and their standards are very rigorous. So it took a while for them to vet that finish, but it actually came out better than some of their factory finishes. And so it came out really nice. The finish matches the frame perfectly. There's two models available. One is just a standard HK45, and then the second one is the tactical model, which has the threaded barrel and the night sights. So you guys wanting to put on your suppressors, that one's ready to go out the box. And we actually worked with AAC, and they're going to make a Tyrant 45 suppressor in the same color. So you can have the can and the pistol all matching, and so that's going to be a limited exclusive as well.
And around, what is the retail price of something?
Retail
like
on the HK-45s go from about $1,100 for the standard to $1,300 for the tactical.
All right, so I have a little bit of saving up to do.
Yeah.
Now you also have colored models. I saw a few different colored models that you had in your booth. And one that kind of stood out was the Purple SIG 238 and 380.
Yeah, that was that's actually a relatively new gun that we did. We just recently picked up SIG, and we're representing that line. And they came to us with some different ideas. And obviously, Purple's big around this area, so they showed us something that we could do with that. So we kind of cobbled together a Purple slided gun. It's not your traditional purple where it's kind of a matte finish. This one's actually a very high-polished purple, and it's got purple grips as well, and then kind of a rainbow titanium controls. And, you know, we were a little skeptical at first. Sometimes some of the color stuff does well, sometimes it doesn't. But we sold over 850 of those at the show to the various dealers, and it was a runaway success. So we're going to do another order of those, and it really came out nice. The ladies really loved it, the ones that came by the booth. But a lot of the guys liked it, too, just because they knew that it was something different, and it just looked good in their showcase.
Yeah, it was really nice. Now, a super popular model at Jefferson Gun, and one that we like a lot, is the Ruger 10/22 Takedown series. And I noticed you had one with a laminate stock.
Yep, that's been a work in progress. You know, since the 10/22 Takedown came out, the only really that's been available is in the synthetic stock. And so we were working with Ruger on actually getting them to make a wood stock with that gun. And so we looked at the laminate first, and they were able to finally get it all laid out. And so that was the first two samples that they got done. We're doing a black and gray laminate with a 16-inch stainless barrel or a blued version as well. Both of those the barrels will be threaded, half a 28, so if you want to put the suppressor on it, it's ready to go. They'll have a special gray bag as opposed to the black bag, and they really came out nice. They'll have swivel studs in them, which the standard synthetic stock gun doesn't, and the 16-inch barrel really makes it a short overall length, and it just really looked, I think it really set it off. And then the second model we're doing is the same gun with a pink laminate stock. And the pink laminate 10/22s have been really successful in the standard guns, so we decided to do a takedown as well. And we actually spec'd that one out with a 16-inch threaded barrel as well. We find that the ladies like to shoot suppressed as well, so now we don't want to leave them out. And that one will have a special pink bag without all the molly webbing and all that kind of stuff to kind of make it a little more, not as quite as tactical looking. But it's those both should be available this spring, and the response to the show was overwhelming, positive on them.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see it on our shelves. There's also a Ruger 22. Now, unfortunately, 22 ammunition is still a little bit hard to get.
Yeah.
But they have the Shopkeeper Bearcat, and explain to us the Bearcat model, which is really nice. A lot of people don't understand what the Bearcat is.
Yeah.
But
sure.
But yeah, just go over that a little bit.
Yeah, the Bearcat is one of Bill Ruger's designs from the 60s, and it basically was a scaled-down version of the Single Six. So it was kind of loosely based off the Remington 1878 model. So it was kind of had that look to it, and it's just a smaller 22 long rifle only single-action revolver. And really the only way that gun was available since the 60s was with a 4-inch barrel in blue finish, and here and I think in 93 they added the stainless steel model to it. So really that was the only two models that were available since its inception. So we got to looking at that Bearcat and said, you know, we got to do something with this thing. We got to change it up a little bit. So a buddy of mine had one cut down by a custom builder to 3 inches, and we got to looking at that and said, man, that really would look nice. I said, but to really top it off, if we could do a round butt grip frame, kind of a bird's head grip frame. And Ruger got to be able to do that for us, and now it's available. The Shopkeeper is a 3-inch barreled round bird's head grip frame stainless steel 22 long rifle, and it's just a cute little gun. Everybody that sees it wants one, and that gun we actually introduced mid last year, and a lot of the gun media really picked up on it. It's been on several gun magazine covers and tons of, I think last I counted, it was 11 different articles in print on that gun. So it's been really, really successful, and we plan to keep running that one into 2014 as well.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see that in our store, too. I do like the Bearcat. It's almost like a little tiny Colt single-action Army.
It is, 22. And it kind of splits the difference between your traditional 22 revolvers and the little mini revolvers. It's kind of in between. It makes a great little kit gun. I mean, this little shopkeeper, it just fits in your hip pocket. I can't tell you how many times I've loaded mine up with a couple of snake shot and just walked around on the hunting property during the summer, and you just forget it's in your pocket. It's just a great little gun.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we're going to go to a break soon, but I definitely want to go over the flat dark earth Glocks when we come back from the break.
Sounds good.
And that's one of our most popular models in our store.
Great.
We sell a bunch of those, and we love them. And then when we don't have them, we have people asking where we can get them, and when we can't get them, we have very angry customers.
I know the feeling.
All right, gentlemen, we'll take the break, and we come back. We got Don in Metairie. He's got an ammunition comment and question, too, so we'll take his call. We're talking with Jason Klossner from Lipsy's, Inc. They're a distributor of firearms from here in Louisiana. And also with us is Michael Meyer, co-host of Talking Guns from the Jefferson Gun Outlet. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to 3WL 1350.
Somebody better come here. Before the dawn of Western civilization, a divine culture blossomed in the East. Enter a world of Chinese dynasties, deities, and legends. Experience Shen Yun with the flips and spins of classical Chinese dance, a live orchestra, dazzling costumes, and majestic animated backdrops. Shen Yun takes you to another world. Coming to Sanger Theater, New Orleans, February 18th and 19th. For tickets, visit LouisianaShow.com or call 888-974-3698.
Hiya, fellow anglers. This is Dutch Brager. Some folks call me the father of Louisiana big game fishing. Al Calories calls me Tangle 'em Up Dutch.
And this is Tangle 'em Up Al. When we are looking for the latest source for fishing information, we get our free monthly copy of Coastal Angler Magazine.
I go to Coastal Angler Magazine for its great articles. Fishing reports, local forecasts, and tips from top charter guys.
And I visit the new website to read the latest issue online at CoastalAnglerNOLA.com. This website has great content not found in the magazine.
Tight lines.
The product those guys in the white lab coats prepared wasn't exactly what I wanted, but let me tell you, after several tries, they eventually got Don's Deadeye Gun Oil right, and I'm completely satisfied that the product with my name on it is the absolute best cleaning, lubricating, and long-term rust protector you can buy. Deadeye Don's Gun Oil isn't messy, greasy, no silicone, no Teflon, so it never gets snotty in rain or damp weather. I use it on handguns, rifles, shotguns, even my muzzleloader, and it's also fabulous for my fishing reels. Find a retailer near you or order online, along with many of Don's outdoor mall products at DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com.
This is Captain Wendy Billyott with Bayou Woman Adventures down in Terrebonne Parish, inviting you to join me for your outdoor experience of a lifetime. I offer wetland tours, birding and photography tours, and all-female fishing charters. Bring your friends and stay overnight at Camp DuLarge. Visit me on the web at BayouWoman.com or call 985-851-7578, 985-851-7578, and plan your Bayou Woman adventure today.
You've been wanting to go, so book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaska Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trips. One's a flyout on seaplane to the Kenai Peninsula, including round-trip airfare and rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch, all gear, tackle, waders, and vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other species, all for only $34.95. Join your fellow Cajuns at the lodge during Cajun Invasion Weeks, July 26th to August 2nd and August 2nd to August 9th. GoneFishingLodge.com or call toll-free, 877-462-5752.
The girls don't like it when we go fishing all day.
You're listening to Talkin' Guns, brought to you by Jefferson Shooting Center and Range. Now, here's your hosts, Michael Meyer and Don Dubuque.
And, Mike, this is one of the more enjoyable shows, talking about all the new products and technology from the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas, which you just returned from last month. While we have Jason from Lipsy's with us, let's take Don's call in Metairie, see if the two of you can help him out. Don, great name, and thank you for the call.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I've been trying to buy 22 ammunition for some time and can't find any place to buy it. I mean, online, any of the stores I go to. Do you have any idea why there seems to be a shortage of it and when that might be alleviated?
Yes, I do. Well, you know, at the SHOT Show, we were all over there and discussing the ammunition shortage, and the feeling from the NRA is that the ammunition market is reaching saturation at this point. So they're expecting ammunition to be much easily available on the store shelves coming middle of 2014. Now, saturation simply means that the consumers don't have any more room at home to hoard ammunition. And they're probably running out of money, too, trying to buy all this ammunition. So they're reaching saturation, and we should start seeing relief soon. But the 22 is going to be the last one that you see relief with, because it's been scarce so long, and the feeling that you get when you see 22 on the shelf is that you just want to buy it all and take it home and hoard it, because you never know when you're going to see it back on that shelf. So we're probably going to see 22 be the last one that's really relieved with this scarce problem that we have in the stores right now. But we do get 22 every now and then. It's in very short supply. We'll get maybe a few boxes of it, you know, a few boxes of 50 cartridges, which is not very much, where we used to get a few cases before. So it is coming in, and if you're lucky, if you're at Academy or Walmart, you may see a box of it on the shelf. Every now and then you'll see the big box of 375 rounds. If you see that, go ahead and pick it up. It's out there. It's just the fact that somebody got it before you got there, and you should see relief soon. But, of course, soon is relative. It's not going to be that soon. It's going to be further into the year. But it is available. It's better today than it was yesterday. It's just not all that great yet.
Well, I got to say, I haven't been able to find it. I go online, and every place that lists 22 says out of stock. So I don't know who's buying it or where it's being sold, but I'm not going to those places, obviously.
Yeah, well, it's out there, and we get it. Now, we have some at our range that we just sell for our 22 rental guns, and we do have, you know, a few boxes coming in here and there. But with it sitting on the shelf there, everybody that comes in sees a few boxes on the shelf and wants to buy it all. Say, oh, well, let me give you this much. I'll pay you this much over the price if I could just have it all. That's the people that's buying everything off the shelf, and that's why we have a little bit of this problem. But the manufacturers are manufacturing ammunition day and night, and they're going to catch up, I guarantee you.
And another thing, too, has happened, Mike, is that a lot of the gun dealers are holding back the ammunition to sell with the guns, because it's the lack of 22 ammo has actually hurt the sale of the rimfire rifles and handguns at the retail level. So they'll hold back some of the ammo, so if somebody buys a gun, they can actually offer them some ammo with it. Because if they can't buy the ammo at the same time with the gun, it kind of hurts the gun sales.
Right.
Well, let me ask both of you, for the future of 22 caliber firearms owners, do you think the situation is get to a point where we'll see an abundance of it, an overage, when they finally do catch up and everybody seems to have all they want stocked up? Is that a possibility?
I think so.
I do too.
When we start getting our shelves filled with 22 or any other caliber, once people see the whole shelf filled up, they're a little bit more comfortable, they kind of relax a little bit, and they're not inclined to buy a lot of it because they know that they can come back tomorrow and get some. So I think that will be a benefit to the market once that starts to happen. Now, it has happened in Las Vegas. When we went to a couple of ranges there, they had cases of 22 sitting on the ground for sale in case quantities. And if I could only put that in my check-in luggage and bring it back over here.
Ooh, I don't even want to hear that.
I would have done it, but I know I can't do it, so we don't have it. But
yeah, you could sell all you could get your hands on, I'm sure. Well, Don, I hope things do change for you. Are you completely out, or you got a few rounds left you're hanging on to?
Oh, no, I still got some. I just have reduced my shooting.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing. Well, Don, hopefully, as they predict, things will get better, and thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, if you want to get back with Jason and pick up where we left off on some interesting talk on some of these new firearms. Let me ask you this, Jason. You mentioned the pink is real popular with the ladies. Do you think that that's a psychological plus for the firearms industry, that subliminally women aren't as intimidated when they see a gun in pink? A pink gun will kill you just as dead as a black one will.
Well, I think a lot of the, you know, it's funny, and I've done a lot of retail promotions and stuff like that, and where you go out and you talk to the consumers, and you know, some women, they don't like the pink color guns. You know, they want a black one or a tan one or whatever, but some it attracts them to it. And And one of the comments we get a lot of times is that, well, if I get this one, then my husband won't want to take it from me and go shoot.
So, never thought of that angle. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I hear that a lot, actually. And so they kind of like it because that one's theirs, and it's not gonna get in there in the gun safe and disappear with their husband, all the other black guns that their husband owns. So, you know, I think it's a good thing. It's, you know, anything that makes the gun industry more inclusive and gets people more interested into the guns, and you know, and I think it kind of conveys to a lot of women that guns can be fun as well. I think some of them, their mentality is that all they've been told is that guns are made for killing people, and that's just not true. I mean, recreationally, that's why we're seeing such a shortage of 22 ammunition. It's not for defensive purposes. It's because people want to go out and shoot. You know, steel target sales have been up a ton with retailers because people are actually going out and shooting their guns. And I think people are seeing that it's actually fun, and the recreation and the challenge of it is there. Hunting is up. And so I think those kind of guns, the colored guns like that, actually, I think, kind of convey the fun part of shooting and gets away from the tactical and defensive side of it.
Now, Jason, before we get to the Glocks and the dark earth color, I want to cover the flat top convertible Ruger 45s first.
Yeah, that was a good one. We back in 2005, Ruger came back out with the old flat top models, same gun that they had built back in 1955, and that gun was really, really popular, And so it's actually built on the Colt single action army size frame. So instead of being built on the large Ruger 44 Magnum frame, we scaled it down. So it's actually a smaller, handier revolver. And this one we did in a convertible. So it's 45 Colt and in 45 ACP, which has really been helpful in the last few years because 45 Colt ammunition has been pretty tough to get. But ACP was a little bit easier. So those guns are available in blue and stainless. 4 5/8-inch barrel or 5 1/2-inch, and if you're looking for something to, you know, just a carry around the woods gun, I've even shot a couple hogs with mine, and with the 45 Colt ammunition, there's some good ammunition out there. I know Buffalo Bore makes some good standard pressure that's good applicable to that gun, that's still got a little more power than your standard cowboy loads, and it's a real nice packing pistol. It's been really, really popular. The 45 ACP cylinders shoot great out of them, so it's really accurate with both cylinders, and it's got the adjustable sight, so you can dial it in with whatever load you want to put in it.
Now, is that one actually out?
Yeah, that one's okay. Out for sale. Yeah, we get them in. We sold a ton of them last year, and we're still running them this year. We get them in, and they sell out fast. But we're going to just continue to run that gun. It's been so successful that we'll keep running it until you gun dealers tell us stop.
Now, real quick, I don't want to leave out the rifle guys. So I know you have a Ruger 77 and the 77-22 in the Stainless and Walnut International series.
Yes, that's a series that we've been running for several years, and we started it, I believe, about 6 years ago. And what we did was we did a stainless steel with walnut stock variation, which really, really looks good. And we did it with the International, the full-length Mannlicher style stock in a Ruger 77. And it's got the iron sights, and it's got an 18.5-inch barrel. And we've done a different caliber each year, and we do a 250-piece run of it. and they've just been really popular. Guys are really, you know, you got a certain amount of people that are collecting the whole series. This year we're doing that in a 30-06. We've done them in various calibers over the year, from 257 Roberts to 6.5 by 55, 7mm 08, you know, several of them. And they've been real popular. And we also, in conjunction with that, did the 77-22 in the stainless walnut. So you got the 22 long rifle, companion rifle, to go with it. And it's the same specifications. Really a nice rifle. And for guys who are looking for something, there's so many what I call inexpensive 22 rifles out there with synthetic stocks and, you know, and just standard blue barrels. They kind of, there's tons of them. So this gun is really, you know, designed more for the guy who wants something a little different, an upgraded rifle, and they shoot great.
Yeah, I love the 77 action and also the durability of the 77.
Oh, yeah, the 77s are great. We've got several customers up in Alaska, and, you know, 77s just rule the roost up there. And, you know, those guns are worked hard. The stainless 77 is just a workhorse. If you need a solid, you know, bolt-action rifle that you don't have to worry about, it's really a tough one to beat.
Now, finally, we're going to get to probably the most popular exclusive that you have, the Flat Dark Earth Glocks.
That has been the big one. We started that one last year, and we decided to work with Glock on doing a different color frame. You know, Glock, they don't vary much from the standard cataloged items that they do. They very rarely do any type of specials or anything like that. So it took a while, but we finally convinced them with a big enough order to make a run of flat dark earth framed Glock pistols. And that actually originated Special Forces Operation, you know, the Delta Force, actually had special ordered some Glock 22s in the flat dark earth frame. And they made a handful of them for those guys back, I want to say it was about 5 or 6 years ago. So there was a precedent for them to make it. And so finally, when we kind of talked them into doing it, they made it the same color they did for those guys. So it was a pretty rare gun up until then. And we initially did it in 9 different models, but now we've got, I believe, 14 different models. Most of your basic Gen 3 and Gen 4s and the 9s, 40s, 45s, and we even added the 10mm this year. And they've just been a home run. It's one of those things. So many people who already own Glock pistols have a ton of them in the black finish, and they went and bought another one in the dark earth. So I know you guys have done really, really well with them, and it's just been every time we get them, we sell out really quick. In the last couple years, we had 2 or 3 shipments of them spread out throughout the year, but this year, we worked out a deal with Glock to actually have a more scheduled out flow. So instead of having 2 or 3 big shipments, we should have smaller shipments, but every 30 to 60 days. So the supply ought to be a little bit better. So you guys who missed out or having a hard time finding them, this will be a good year to get one.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, Jason, I'm not sure if we're going to a break yet or not, but I want to go over some new SHOT Show products in a few minutes and would like to see if you can just hang on a little bit and
absolutely
cover that stuff.
Yeah, this is a great place for a break right here. We'll take it, and we'll come back. And also, if you could, Jason and Michael, maybe tell us all these wonderful firearms, these exciting ones we've been talking about, where they can be seen online, if not in the store there at the Jefferson Gun Outlet. We'll be right back. We're talking guns on 1350 3WL.
I'm going fishing, hook, sinker, and line.
Listen to the Christian Science Sentinel radio program every Sunday morning on 3WL from 8:30 to 9. Tune in and find strength, comfort, and renewal through interviews and uplifting testimonials on the Christian Science Sentinel radio program Sunday at 8:30 on 3WL.
Here in New Orleans, living local is a way of life. Simply put, we have the best locally owned businesses, and we love to support them.
Hello, I'm Brother Fromeyer, the Vice President of River Parish Disposal. My dad, Weldon, started a company in 1983, and today we are the largest commercial waste disposal company in the New Orleans metro area. I want to thank all of my customers for doing business with us and making River Parish Disposal number one. Thank you, and have a very happy New Year.
When you do business in New Orleans, that's living large. That's living local.
Hear the Intercom National Cash Contest Rule. Must be 18 or older and legal resident of one of the 50 states or DC on entry date. Through February 21st, listen weekdays at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for the code word. And complete entry by 10 after the hour at 3WL1350.com/cash. Or by going to our website and clicking the contest link. One winner will be randomly selected per contest play from all national entries received to win $1,000. Potential winner must make contact with us within 48 business hours of initial notice of winning. One entry per email per contest play. Pre-register your contact information by setting up a Remember Me function anytime on or after January 20th. Otherwise, 3WL's general on-air contest rules apply. Complete rules and list of participating stations available at our website and studios.
The Ruger SR9C compact pistol. Never has the word compact meant so much. The SR9C features a 10-round magazine with finger grip extension, 17-round magazine with grip extension adapter, and Ruger's unique reversible backstrap. The SR9C also features a high-visibility 3-dot sight system, built-in accessory mounting rail, and ambidextrous thumb safety and magazine release. The Ruger SR9C, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Basketball fans of all ages, NBA All-Star 2014 is coming to New Orleans and tips off with 4 days of wall-to-wall basketball action. February 13th through the 16th, NBA All-Star Jam Session transforms the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center into 40 interactive activities. Jam Session is your family's ticket to everything NBA All-Star. Tickets start at just $10. Get yours today at NBAEvents.com. Jam Session is brought to you by Samsung Galaxy, 2K Sports, Chevron, Gatorade, and Kia Motors.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, corn flour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
For years, you've used Standard Mapping's aerial photo maps to get to your hunting and fishing hotspots. Now available are Standard Mapping's e-cards. They're SD cards containing aerial photo image data that replaces the background map on your Lowrance HD GPS. Whether you need visual access to Delacroix, Venice, the Atchafalaya Basin, or any of the many areas these e-cards cover, travel like a pro, even if you've never been there. To order, go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and click on Outdoor Mall. DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and find e-card maps at Don's Outdoor Mall.
You're listening to Talking Guns, brought to you by Jefferson Shooting Center and Range. Now, here's your host, Michael Meyer and Don Dubuque.
And also with us is Jason Klossner from Lipsy's in Baton Rouge, a leading firearms distributor we're proud to have here in our Baton Rouge area. Michael, why don't we pick up where we left off? I know you got a couple more firearms you might want to talk about.
Yeah. Now, Jason, we use the Lipsy's website, you know, for all of our dealer functions to place orders and this and that. Is it possible for our listeners to access your website and kind of look over these models that we're talking about and get some information on different models here and there?
Yes. Actually, we actually have two websites. We have Lipsy's.com, which is our more of our dealer-based website. Now, you know, to get to see dealer pricing and availability and all that kind of stuff, you have to have a dealer login. But for the general consumers, they can go on that website and look at for any of the guns that we carry and find specs, information, you know, pictures, all that kind of stuff. Our second website is Lipsy'sGuns.com. And that website is strictly geared towards our exclusive firearms. So they can go there and see all the specs on any current or past exclusives. So they can see, you know, how many were, if it's a past one, they can see how many were made, they can see when they were made. So a lot of times, guys, they'll see one for sale somewhere and say, well, this was never in the, you know, I don't remember Ruger ever making this. You know, I don't know what it came from. So they can do some research on there and actually they can even print out a certificate of authenticity on it so that, you know, it helps preserve the value of their gun. But they can check out any of the new exclusives. And one thing I encourage them to do as well is to sign up on our email alert that anytime we announce a new exclusive gun, we'll email them all the information first. So if they see it, oh, man, I've got to have this new Glock or whatever, they can run to Jefferson Guns. They can go put it on order before the masses know about it.
Yeah, that's some great information. Now, I want to on this show, we normally go over a gun products of the month. And this month, since it is the SHOT Show edition, I want to cover some of the newest and most talked about guns from SHOT Show. And I'm going to kind of put you on the spot a little bit because I'm not sure if you have, you know, complete knowledge of all these new guns, but I'm sure you do. You seem very knowledgeable with most of the new stuff. But the talk around there, I kind of picked up maybe about five different models that were most talked about, and I just want to kind of run down that a little bit and kind of go over just some things that we're going to be seeing in 2014. Now, some of these, well, most of these are not available yet. They're brand new for 2014, and usually we'll see them mid-year, give or take. Some of these are available, but most of them are not. And the first one is the Remington R51. Now, notice it's a single-stack 9mm with a 7+1 capacity. It can shoot plus-P ammunition. It's manufactured, eliminating the sharp edges to make the carry a little bit more comfortable and allowing a smooth draw when you're pulling it out your pocket or your holster. And it is aluminum-framed to make it lighter for concealed carry. And now, of course, in most of the booths for manufacturers around that SHOT Show, I noticed that almost everything was tailored to concealed carry. That's the big thing out there.
Yeah, that's the big market.
So did you see the R51?
Yeah, I did, actually, and we will be carrying them. The R51 is really Remington's big foray into the concealed carry market. Up until this time, they really, in the modern era, the only pistols they have manufactured were 1911s, and that was just here recently. So this was their big first jump into the concealed carry market. The response was very well. The price point on that gun is going to be very attractive. So it's going to be something that a lot of people will find that it's affordable, and the response by the dealers was very, very positive. There's a lot of orders already placed for them, and I think Remington is going to do really well with it.
You know, Michael, it's coincidentally you picked that gun. That was my favorite gun that I saw out of all the information that came to me from the show. And from what I understand, the price point is going to be somewhere less than $450. What do you think you'll be selling those for at the store?
Well, we do have a discount store, so it's going to be lower than the retail. But I'm not really sure. We won't know until we actually get it in the store to kind of see what the cost is. But Remington is pretty economical on most of their models. The 1911s are fairly economically priced compared to other models, and I'm sure the R51 is going to be economically priced too for that size and type of gun. So, and we should see that, I would say, in the next few months, right, Jason?
Yeah, I would say within the next 60 to 90 days, those should start hitting the shelf.
Would you say this might be appropriate for ladies? Is it that small where it'll fit their hand? Because I couldn't really judge from the photographs they sent me.
It is. It is. And I'll tell you another thing about it. The design they put into it, they made it to where the slide was very easy to retract. So that's one issue that some women have on semi-auto pistols is being able to pull the slide back. And they put a lot of effort into making the slide very easy to pull back on that gun. And the way it's, the ergonomics of it, it sits really, really low in your hand. And so the recoil was very minimal on the gun that I shot. For a small 9mm, it's probably one of the softer shooting ones out there.
Sweet little gun.
Yep.
Now, I also noticed the Glock booth full of people looking at all the new models there. Glock never really has new models, and this year they happened to come out with two new models. One wasn't really that new, the Glock 41. It's just a practical tactical model in 45 caliber. But the new model from Glock was the Glock 42, and that's a new subcompact, single-stack, slimline, 380 caliber, which Glock has never had in this country before, a 380. And I picked it up. Well, we've sold them. We've had them in the store already. And the Glock claims that it has less recoil, smaller grip for fragile or petite hands, also a smaller grip and size for concealed carry. Now, the rumor is that it's the stepping stone for Glock to produce a single-stack 9mm in the future that's very similar to this model. Did you hear anything about the 42?
Yeah, oh yeah, the 42. We've had them in, and obviously it was probably the most talked about gun at the show. Like you said, anytime Glock introduces something new, it makes people go nuts. And they did a good job with the gun. It's small enough to be concealable, yet it's still enough to hang on to. And out of all the small 380s that are out there, it's probably the easiest to shoot. The slide's very easy to pull back. And, for somebody that's looking for something for pocket carry or ankle carry or for purse carry, it's going to be a contender in that 380 market. It's and it's also less expensive than the standard Glock pistols as well. So it's coming down in price. You know, so it'll be a good bit less than the comparable 9s or 45s. But they're made in the U.S., right in Smyrna, Georgia. And they're going to be real aggressive with that gun this year. I think we'll see a lot of them, and keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully, we will see a 9mm. I don't know if and when, but if they do, I think it'll be a home run as well.
All right, one more gun. Going to try to slip it in here is the Taurus View.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a little bit of an argument at the Taurus booth. They kept saying that the Taurus View has a translucent panel on there, and I really think it's transparent where you can see through it.
It is. It's basically, they designed that gun to be as small as possible in a 38 Special. I think it has a 1-inch barrel. It's like 9 ounces. It's scaled down and cut down as much as they possibly could. It really bridges the gap between your standard J-frame size 38 and the small mini revolvers. So it's haven't shot one of those yet. I imagine it'll be a handful, but for somebody who's looking for the absolute smallest 38 Special revolver, it's going to be the one to beat.
All right, Jason Klossner from Lipsy's and Michael Meyer from Jefferson Gun Outlet. Great show. Really enjoyed talking with you guys and talking guns. Look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
All righty, you Talking Guns will be back again. We'll let you know when and where. Until then, I'll be back next Friday on the Big 870 WWL and then right back here for 4 hours of outdoor programming each and every Saturday morning. Me and my woman gonna slip off to bed, have a little fun when we turn out.